When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On again, another Better Truth Thursday podcast. What's good, everybody? You know, shout out to Golden Reed, your new VIP at the Mag Better Truth, and also Ghost. Yes, much respect, man. Thank you for the support. Yes, new VIP Patreon. Now, I'm gonna get into some things here with the supposedly new variant that they have on the table. But before that, I'm gonna show you with the CDC right there talking about the cases. COVID is on the rise in the US, and I'm going to show you this is worldwide with them telling you that the cases is rising with the COVID and the new variant. We're going to talk about it because whenever you hear them mention a new variant is to push a new shot, or the shot that they have on the table, they want to convince you that yes, this new variant going to get you if you don't update on those boots. We're going to get into this and talk about it a little bit in your health watch. Run it.
The CDC says COVID cases are on the rise across the U.S., with almost every state reporting a spike in new infections as we head into another holiday travel week.
Yes, so guess what they're trying to tell you here? That these supposed states put together all these data, send it to the CDC, and now the CDC can come out and tell you about the supposed rising of the case of the COVID. You believe that? This is how they run hoax on the masses, worldwide style. Pay attention.
And at least 22 states are reporting very high COVID-19 wastewater levels.
Yes, and they go back again, people, to the wastewater level to tell you about the COVID again. Like I tell you, they can poison the masses, the whole wide world, to the water supply. That's why they keep telling you about wastewater showing COVID and other disease and viruses. Why they do that? Because like I say, they're trying to let you understand if you have any brain, they can poison you to the water system. Pay attention.
Those states are in the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and New England. Dr. William Schaffner joins us now from William Nashville. He's a professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center and always helps navigate.
You mentioned Vanderbilt. Of course, that's coding for 33. That's how they do it. They keep those names in mention to shout out to Freemasonry. Right here.
The fiction from the facts. We're glad to have you with us, Dr. Schaffner. So there's this new coronavirus strain. It's emerged in recent weeks. JN1.
JN1. What the hell is that? Like I tell you, people, they're coming up with more and more supposedly variant to scare the masses into taking those shots. And I told you already in the breakdown that I did last, even the Tuesday podcast, all the people who's on the shot is sick. If you don't notice that, let me know, people. All the people that's on the juice is sick real bad in these times. Not the people who didn't, but pay attention here.
Health Organization has called it a variant of interest. What do we know about it? How concerned should we actually be?
Wow. Every time they come up with another supposedly variant, they tell you, yes, the CDC and the World Health Organization call it a variant of interest. What a damn joke. What does that mean, people? Listen.
Well, Lana, it's good to be with you. And it is indeed winter respiratory virus season.
There you go.
And COVID is
now up. They're not calling it cold and flu season anymore. You hear what he call it now? Virus season. Listen, because I told you it's the end of times. They have to change up everything as you know it.
Respiratory virus season. And COVID is out there surging, as you were just saying, across the country. It's certainly happening in my neck of the woods here. This new strain.
Yeah, that is even in his neck of the woods. What a joke. And like I said, these people is not real. They're not real doctors. They're just here to convince you to take the damn vaccine. That's it. Listen.
Which is a sub-variant of Omicron. You can think of it as a grandchild of Omicron.
They're playing with the people, but think of it as a grandchild of Omicron. Remember what I tell you about the Omicron? Another Greek devil shit they bring to the masses. You never understand. Former Babylon languages. they're using to describe this shit that they use to destroy you. Listen.
Here's some characteristics with Omicron.
Listen.
It's very highly contagious.
What a damn joke. Highly contagious. As you could see them put the number 6 right there. 5 and 1. That's how they do it. And you're 2-9. This is how they do it, people. You can flip that for the same 9-11. This is how they do it. Just to show you the destruction that they got lurks in for the people.
To be outrunning some of the other variants and becoming dominant.
Yes, it's
outrunning
them.
But there are two good things
them.
About it. One, it's not producing more severe disease. Mm-hmm. And number two, the lab...
Go back.
And number...
What is this they're showing you, people? Like I mentioned before, they're tricking you with all of these things right here to save you from COVID. They're going to let you get a test to confirm that you have the COVID, and then they can start the destruction. As a matter of fact, the destruction started from the minute you follow one of these guidelines. Whether you put on the mask or go get your quick testing, all of these things is to destroy the masses. While you still sleep, I've been telling you this the whole time, stay away from everything have to do with COVID. Don't participate in none of it. A lot of people didn't listen and watch this.
Two, the laboratory studies would indicate that our currently...
And look at these people. Look, they're showing you all of these test kits right here. And if you notice, all of them have something to do with the devil work. As you can see, 15 minutes again, like I say, coding for number 6. And take a look at this one right here. Pay attention. You see it? Got the diamond on it right there. That's what they do. And they show you these things right here. Like these right here is government shit. And you need to pay attention to it. Go get tested. Biden tell you he's handing out free testing. So they're showing you these brands right here to tell you which one you should go for. Watch this one with the 6 on it right there. Like I say, all of it. Devil work on the masses.
Protection against milder disease.
Mm-hmm.
And by milder, 15-3. What we mean is not needing hospitalizations.
Mm-hmm.
But you could be kind of miserable for 3 or 4 days.
Yes, but guess what? That's what they tell you from day one the COVID was going to do to you. Pay attention, man. They told you that, yes, you just need to quarantine. You don't need to run all over the place. Just quarantine and you'll be all right. But then they start telling you about the deadly part of it, people falling like flies, which is all lies. But like I say, now everybody is really sick. Now, you can see it with your own eyes. Now that everybody juiced up, they're sick. And these people, they can't stop. They have to continue to push the agenda to get more people shut up. They can't stop. They can't pause and say, look, you know, they're saying this over here. Maybe we should look into it if the vaccine doing this to the people. No, they can't do that. They have to continue to push, even though a lot of people see that the vaccine is a damn poison. These people don't care. They're still pushing it again.
Protection against hospitalization, intensive care unit
yes,
admission.
Yes, that's what you're scared
protection
of.
Protection against dying.
Wow, what? Protection against dying. You see that, people? You're stupider than a damn rock. If you think that they're going to serve you up something to stop you from dying, I already mentioned that's why you're here. Yes, you have to learn to live with life at a short pace. You understand? You're not going to live too long. That's how they set up this world, for you to expire faster. So they're not making nothing to make you don't die. They only come up with shit to kill you quicker. Like I mentioned, people just dying earlier now, earlier in age. They come up with complication earlier and die faster. So go back here and listen to what this fagabat tell you right here on screen. Like I said, they're all about the deception. They're just pumping you up to make you feel like you're doing the right thing by taking these shots. You're wrong.
Hospitalization, intensive care unit admission, protection against dying.
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
Wow, what's wrong with that? And they give you a big smirk right there. Like I say, they're playing with the people with low IQ, people with burnt out brain cells. These are the ones they're preaching to. They know they can get through to them by playing around like this, playing doctor and everything.
Sounds like things that people should pay attention to.
But
the country is no longer in a COVID emergency, Dr. Schaffner. So a lot of people...
Yes, they said that now, people. But every time it comes down to the vaccination, they still tell you the emergency is still on the board. People is still on the table. Wow, you don't understand. The other day when they passed the vaccine, supposedly for 6 months old and up, what did they tell you? The reason why they can do that is because the emergency is still in place, people. And every now and then they come out and say the emergency is not there. But when it comes to shut you up, yes, the emergency is there to prevent anybody from trying to go against it. Listen.
Well, don't really feel that concerned about it. Mm-hmm. They're viewing it more like a cold, like a common cold or the flu.
You see, they have to mention that, people, because that's what it is. And I'm gonna mention something right here before I go any further, because it's some sleeping people aware of me. I just mentioned this to me a couple days ago. Some people that sleep, people that have been trying to tell to stay away from these things and, you know, show them certain things, and they reject it. And one of them come and tell me that they noticed that the sky been sprayed. And I'm like, okay. And then they're talking about people sicking from the sky being sprayed. And I'm like, okay, so now you're waking up a little bit because you're paying attention. Because what I'm saying is, people, so it was a day where I'm at where the sky was completely clear. You know, nice day, when you say nice day, you know, the sun shining, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, you know, nice weather that you can be outside. And I looked up to the sky, and when I look, I noticed that we have a clear blue sky, supposedly a clear sky, with not even a speck of cloud, people. Listen to me, not even a speck of cloud. And that's why the day was so beautiful, as I always say. But the next day, remember, they tell us in the weather and these, you know, these flashes that they're telling you that, you know, it's going to rain in a few days. And I'm looking in the sky like, damn, you know, where is this rain going to come from? Look at the sky, it's so blue and pretty and no cloud in sight. And the next day, people, remember, they're telling you now, these are going to be the good days. The day that I'm talking about, the day after, and then the next day going to be the rain. So in the in-between day, the next day after the blue sky, I look around and I'm looking up like all these decorations in the sky, people. Markings had the damn chemtrails, no lie, all over. And then yesterday, I take a look at it and it's just all clouds. You couldn't see the sky, none at all. And I'm looking at it like, why would be that drastic change, people? Enough people never think about it like this. Why would be that drastic change from no cloud to nothing but cloud? Yeah? What would do that? Like I tell you, we see them spraying the place. You seen it, all these markings, like I mentioned before, that if you pay attention to those streaks, they actually becomes cloud. And we mentioned it before that these times when people be sicking, like they're talking about cold and flu, they just mention it because that's what they use to trick you. So I mentioned they spray in the sky. Of course, it's going to affect your health. These are wicked chemicals they use to affect the air. Now, let me mention something else that a lot of people don't understand. I did a podcast on it and show you that they're the one who give you winter. They're the one who give you winter, which is going to class as the cold and flu season. Now, with them giving you that precipitation and all of these things and mixing chemical with the atmosphere to get you that element, yes, it causes you to get sick. So sometimes you can look at it like they just knock down two birds with one stone, if you want to put it like that. Or you could say it was all by design for them to change the weather and also affect you cold and flu wise with the same damn potion they spray in the sky. Just think about it, people. That's exactly what they're doing. I'm not saying that they was trying to change the weather and then we become sick. I believe that the whole thing, operation, remember, is just chemicals. Chemicals they need to pollute the air for you to breathe. And then they tell you, yes, a virus is flying around, going through your nose. You believe it? And remember, people, they're talking about all these new variants that coming out after they tell you that the virus was created by China in a Wuhan lab. So you perform that, create a virus, and now You're getting all these variants. Where is the variants coming from if the virus wasn't coming from a natural origin? You understand what I'm saying here, people? I'm just breaking it down, showing you all the open alleys that they left. You have to understand this. How could it be that a virus just flying to your nose, something that they make? I already told you, they spray in the sky. That's going to give you the cold and flu symptoms, especially if your immune system is weak, which everybody almost got the weak immune system by taking in those chemicals. You're working on them, breaking down their cells and everything. So their body is weak. So like I said, they spray the sky. The people going to feel the symptoms. And like I say in the videos I did not too long ago with them telling you, you make sure you take a test to find out which one of them you have. Flu, COVID, or RSV. You need to be breaking it down by taking a test. Like I said, they spray the sky. People feel the sickness, the reaction from it. And now they're going to tell you what sickness you have to start the destruction on you right
here. That's an appropriate response. It may very well be. And remind us how long those boosters actually last. Listen, if people are sort of wondering whether they need to get boosted again.
Listen, people wondering if they need to get boosted again because the boots are expire that they put in you. Remember, people, the two shot that they give you to start off with supposed to get the job done. But no, they have to keep pumping you up with boots because they're telling you as far as you stop getting sick from the COVID not happening. So they have to keep giving you the boots. Like I tell you, people, it's going to be a yearly thing, just like the flu shot. They're going to just give you the vaccine every year to make sure your body stay altered.
Well, remember, Lana, I talked about the respiratory viruses. Mm-hmm. And so we need to respect these viruses. Influenza, which is also surging.
It's the cold and flu, people. Now they're going to go back to influenza again, people. Wow, what a damn joke. Remember, they tell you that was the supposed to be breakout of pandemic back in the days, the influenza pandemic. And then now the influenza is like, just regular cold and flu. But he's telling you right now they have a breakout of that again.
The country at the moment, and we've underutilized that vaccine.
COVID. We underutilized that vaccine for the influenza. You see that, people? What I tell you? All of these things they're beating up their mouth is to sell you the vaccines. That's it. And don't worry about it. There's a reason why they're telling you about a new variant show up. Because they do have the new boots on the table. That's what they do. It's the same mind game, but the people won't see it. Their brain is now soup.
It's increasing, and RSV has increased, and fortunately, maybe plateauing in many parts of the country
now.
And
they're not going to tell
you why. These viruses are out and about.
Go back.
Plateauing in many parts of the country now. But these viruses are out and about.
Yeah, that, people, those viruses is out and about. Searching for you to jump to your nose so you get sick. If you want to believe that, go ahead. But I already told you, these people is the ones who making you sick. And I mentioned before, we couldn't prove the COVID because nobody wasn't sick in 2020. And then bam, they bring in the shot. Now everybody's sick.
We have vaccines available against all three of them.
That's why it's spreading.
We ought to take advantage of them, respect them,
respect them.
These viruses, highly contagious, can put even healthy people in an intensive care unit.
Yeah, people, you can put healthy people in an intensive care unit. You believe that? What they call healthy? Oh, when you have those juice in your body, that's what they call healthy? You better wake your ass up. No chemical is good, people. And this is one of the most advanced shit you ever seen in your life. The control of mankind, and they're pumping it up in all kind of different names. You have to remember that once they plug it in your blood vein, in your bloodstream, it's the same damn mRNA, the destruction of mankind.
Within 48 hours. So we need to respect them, and we want
them
to make this holiday season as safe as possible for ourselves.
Of course.
To make this holiday.
Take a look at this right here, people. Look what they show you, the sun ray. Like I tell you, it's the same sun. They're talking about the one that they give you to worship. As you could see, CC 33 coding right there. It's not a coincidence. and they give you the X right there with the Band-Aid.
He's in as safe as possible for ourselves, our families, and our neighbors. It's the best present that you can give.
There you go,
these,
people.
Vaccines, particularly the
COVID. Yeah, people, the best present you can give is a vaccine, especially the COVID vaccine. This is a dumb world you live in. Can you see it, people? It's a dumb, dumb world. You can tell by these people sitting there. They don't understand nothing, but they go to go get joke from the establishment. They don't understand it. They don't. Of course they don't. That's why people die from lack of knowledge. And that proving to be truth, more we go in the damn destruction.
Will provide protection for the next 4 to 6 months or longer.
Yeah, that 4 to 6 months or longer. That's how long the boots are work, people. 4 to 6 months. You're pumping some wicked chemical in your body to keep you alive for 4 months. Can you believe that, people? It's the dumbest shit in the world. But people fall for it.
The younger and healthier you are, the longer the protection you get.
Hear that? The longer the protection you get if you're young and healthy. What a joke, people. Listen to it laughing.
In there, flu and RSV. RSV in particular, we've seen surging. How do you tell the difference between these different infections?
Listen,
and what should you be looking out for if you're concerned? The difference
the only way you can supposedly tell the difference, they're going to tell you to take a test. That's part of the agenda. They want the masses shoving those swab stick on their brain. That's what they do.
In sort of standard, it's the winter and people get sick, and where we actually need to be concerned.
Well, it's very hard to distinguish these viruses clinically. Even we expert infectious disease doctors often cannot do that. You need to be tested.
Bam. What did I tell you, people? I told you I never miss. All of these things is agenda. So they say you're going to read out the news and tell you something about COVID breaking out. They have to bring a supposed doctor. You don't get it. The dumb people in this world trust doctors. So they say we're going to dress up this fucker right here, put on our glasses on him, white hair and everything. Just let him say he's a doctor and convince these people to get shot up. That's what the news is about. It don't matter what the subject is. They're going to bring somebody that you're going to trust in that field. Not necessarily mean they're real. Listen again.
And here I'm going to emphasize, Lana, people who are at increased risk of these serious infections.
How did they know if they're serious risk or not? You're going to tell us now? Let's listen.
Older persons. People with underlying illnesses, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, any kind of chronic illness.
Yes, they already have it because they take the damn juice. That's what you need to understand. What you think you do commercial for right here? If you know these people, they're not really selling the original shot anymore. Do you get it? Because they know the majority already got it. Do you get what I'm saying here? So the only thing they're pushing every time you see their face is their boots that they have on the table. Do you understand that? So your body can stay altered and the juice can do the damage. Move.
Now, the new JN1 COVID subvariant is spreading across India. Now, the state of Goa has the highest number of these cases. Across the country, nearly 2,669 active COVID cases have been reported in the last 24 hours.
Okay, so now it's India. I think they did tell you that one of those variants, I don't remember if it was the Omicron or one of them, or the Delta, they tell you come from India. They used to call it the Indian variant. So now they're telling you this new string, JN1, come from the same place again. Now they've seen it the most. Let's listen, because I told you it's a worldwide trick. Don't be surprised if you're at any side of the country, any side of the world, and they come up and tell you the same thing, that this new variant that they just mentioned gonna be found in there and it spike. Listen.
Goa has reported as many as about 19 JN1 cases, the maximum of all.
Look at this
right
here,
people. However,
what is they showing you right here? What is they showing you? Somebody getting tested, people getting vaccinated. That's what they're about. The only agenda they're pushing right here is to get everybody juiced up. Look.
Has not reported any new fresh case in the last 24 hours. The state authorities have also asked the people not to panic. People have been...
Yes, not to panic is the first thing they're going to tell you. Because when you panic, yes, you're doing things that you want to do. When you don't panic, supposedly you listen to them. They're not going to let you panic. They're going to lead you right there to your destruction. That's what they do. And I told you about the track record that they have. They're doing the same thing over and over, and the masses sleep. Take a look at this right here. They go in the hospital taking pictures of people supposed to be sick. It's bullshit. Bam.
Caution to take precautionary measures to minimize the risk of
look
transmission.
Look at this right here, people. What is they doing right here? As you could see the boy prepping on the camera. They're playing with the dumb masses. I guess this is a thermometer right there. This is a new way to check your damn temperature. Point a laser beam to your damn head. It's a joke, people. Don't be part of the new world. You're gonna face destruction.
And apart from Goa, the Indian states of Kerala and Maharashtra have also reported a rise in the number of infections.
Watch that 108, number 9 coding, or the 18 for your 3 6s.
JN1 subvariant. On the other hand, COVID cases have risen significantly in Kerala, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, and Maharashtra. Kerala on Thursday has reported as many as about 300 fresh cases of COVID-19 infections, with the active numbers going well past the 2,000 mark. Karnataka comes next with 13 fresh cases, and Tamil Nadu with 12. And this is what the number of infections looks like on the India map. Meanwhile, 6 fresh COVID deaths have also been reported in the last 24 hours. Kerala has the highest number with about 3 deaths, while Karnataka reported 2 deaths, while Punjab had 1 fatality linked to COVID-19. As part of the measure against the subvariant, health ministry officials have now said that the Indian Council of Medical Research is working on sequencing the new variant, and experts have also called on the states to strengthen testing and surveillance protocols.
What? Now take a listen here, people. How they're going to solve the problem, how they're going to attack the problem. Pay attention, like I tell you. It's just fake for the masses. Sunray right there. And of course, it made the twin pillow. And these people sitting right there in it. Look.
Medical research is working on sequencing the new variant.
Sequencing.
And experts have also called on the states to strengthen testing and surveillance protocols.
Surveillance protocol. So what they gonna do about the supposed spike of the virus? Like I tell you, people, it's a trick, a worldwide trick they're running on the masses. As you could see right here in India, one of the most populated countries in the world, this is how they do it. Why you think they tell you the virus start from China? A matter of fact, they tell you that China break out with pneumonia, a new case of pneumonia that they never seen before. And now you have this new variant all over the world. You have to understand it's a worldwide government trick. This is how they do it, get everybody to comply.
And our correspondent, Divyanshu Tomar, has been tracking this story and has sent us this report. Listen in.
Let's see.
A new strain of COVID-19 named JN1 has been identified.
Who name it, people? Who give it the name? Who is naming these things, people? You don't understand. It's a trickery. Like I say, these are world orders, new world order. When you hear them hand down these things and every part of the world picking it up. Look.
US, China and India. Kerala has recently reported a total number of 3 deaths there in the past 24 hours with 300 active cases.
And guess what, people? This is all you know. It's bullshit. They're not saying it's the COVID. It's the new variant, people. The JN1, they know 100% that's the one that killed these people and making them sick. You believe it, people? How did they break that down? Just like I asked you, how did they tie the COVID to the long COVID? How did they tie that? How did they tie some blood clotting and some myocarditis to a cold and flu virus? You never get it.
As per the experts, a total number of cases are rising on weekly basis. But it's too early to say whether this variant is far more dangerous than the others.
You hear that?
According to the Health Ministry, total number of active cases in India is 2,700, out of which 2,300 cases.
27? I'm going to ask you a question, people. How did they know how much people have the virus? How did they tell the virus different from the supposed new variant? You never get it. It's just a trick. And almost everybody gonna buy into it because of these people. News supposedly reporting from doctors and CDC and World Health Organization. They're reporting from the supposedly establishment. That's why the mass is going to take what they say and run with it. Move.
American adults consume 44 ounces of water a day. And it's...
Well, since we just mentioned about the supposedly wastewater got COVID in it, I just got to talk about this water system right here, the water supply that they're serving up the masses. So let's talk about it a little bit. The fact that they control these water that masses have to take in is something that you need. You have to drink water, and everybody do. So picture what kind of damage they can do with the water. And I tell you how they do that mockery by telling you that the virus is in the wastewater, the same water you're going to end up drinking again. So let's get into this right here and point out some things. Make it wrong.
Vital part of every business, school, and public operation. Yes. But it's under threat.
Mm-hmm. There are contaminants present in just about everyone's water to some degree.
So you hear that, people? To some degree, everybody's water is contaminated. First of all, they use contaminants in the water, things that contaminated in the water as a part of the ingredients. Do you know that? I mentioned fluoride before. I mentioned chlorine and all of these, chloroxide and all of these things that they got inside the water. What they do that for? To make it look clear. Once it's clear, it becomes drinking water. That's what you need to understand. It don't matter what kind of muck and clum they get it from. No matter what it been to, sewage and all, they bring it back to clear. You never question how did they do it. It takes chemical to balance the whole thing. Like I mentioned, they make things go together by adding more chemical. Do you understand that? Yes, so to make the water clear and nice and appealing to you, they have to put many different chemicals in it. Chemicals that don't good for the body, not good for the masses to consume. But who cares? You're getting fresh H2O. You don't get it. It's operation. That's why I mentioned the COVID in it. Because yes, they can send any virus to that shit and everybody gonna pick it up.
The ones we worry about most are arsenic, lead, and PFAS.
Hold on, people. Whoa, hold on.
Again. Just about everyone's water to some degree. Mm-hmm.
Well, the ones we worry about most are arsenic.
Which is a poison. Okay, people, listen to this. Ever since I was growing up as a youth, the only few poisons I ever heard about, arsenic is one of them. No lie. Something that can kill you in a substance. It's in a substance and you can poison people with it. It's arsenic right there. What is it doing in the water? Okay, so now you believe me why I tell you they want to kill you. That's why they control those things. Things that you have to use, that you depend on, they have to control it. That means they control your life. Look,
lead
is another one. And don't worry about it. They make pots out of lead. You don't get it. I mentioned it before. All the things that surround you, deadly, deadly chemical to destroy you, break your body down. Again,
PFAS
is another one, the forever chemical. And I mentioned, they show parts, but it's in everything. They tell you it's in the foam that the fire people use, all of these things. It's in your frying pan, it's everywhere. You can't avoid the supposedly forever chemical, synthetic, made by man. Do you get it, people? The most dangerous things on earth was made by these people who control us. Watch.
They each have a different source and different problems.
Uh-huh. At the moment, there's still PFAS in a lot of people's water. There are issues.
And you see that? Why you think they're pouring it from a fountain? They catch the water from a fountain in a glass. What they gonna do with it? I already told you, a lot of times they tell you, they're not telling you that it's drinking water, but it is. That's what a lot of people drink, straight from the faucet. And then again, filters, water filters become one of the biggest, you know, things that masses need. One of the most, you know, anticipated and needed things They're going out buying all these different filters to make the dirty water clean. You believe it? We're not talking about dirty where you can see. They tell you that, yeah, all this, you know, things in the water, I just put on a filter, turn it on, and the water is clean. You're dumber than a damn rock. A matter of fact, you can't prove that the filter actually take anything out of the water. You can't. Because if you open that filter, you don't see shit that the supposedly filter catch. So what did you really filter off? Is it something that the filter can catch? I said, no, it's all water. The whole thing is running. The whole thing is clear. The filter is bullshit. You better wake your ass up. They convince you that the filter is good for you. So you drink it. You can drink the water to it. Huh? You believe that? The water is bad, but once you attach the filter, it's good. Uh-huh, dumb on.
What's in the water and how it's transported. Mm-hmm. In the United States, a water main breaks every 2 minutes.
You see, people, they're never gonna tell you the truth. They're never gonna tell you the truth. You can watch all of these documentaries that they have posted up, and you will never learn nothing. Period. It will take you far away from the damn truth. They won't tell you that they're actually putting those chemicals in those water. Why did they make the chemical? Why did they do it? For the same reason, to put it in the damn water and these things that we consume. Don't let them fool you no more. Listen.
In this country, every 2 minutes. So these are old systems. That's how you get it. Need to invest in
yes,
them.
That's how you get. Listen, people. That's how you get contaminated water from bus pipe. You believe it? It's time for you to wake up. I already told you they're never going to tell you the origin of those wicked chemical. How did it get in the water? Oh, you just seeking. Oh, you wash your pot. Oh, this, that. Oh, this, the foam get into the water in the stream and the stream come back. Bullshit. That's what in your water, period. They're the one who put it in it. Listen.
Filtering drinking water is almost seen as a necessity in metro and urban areas.
All right. But like I tell you, the filter is fake shit. It's not filtering nothing. It's the same water you're drinking. No matter how much filter you run it to, people, it's something they made to trick the dumb masses to let them accept drinking the dirty water coming out the damn faucet. So they give you a filter to make you accept the water.
The water filtration market for homes was worth $10.85 billion.
Yes, there you go. Big industry in the filters, and it's a bullshit. 100% it is. Okay, you tell me what the fuck the filter off. You stupid or what? Okay, run it to the filter. Run your water to the filter. And you tell me what did you filter off, if you have any sense. You can argue with me about this? You can't. Because you filter off nothing. They're the one who come up with that apparatus and fooling you and go tell you it take out 99.9 like they always tell you. It's all bullshit. You believe in those sprays that they spray in the air and they tell you can destroy 9.9% of the disease or viruses in the air? You spraying disinfectant on surface and talking about it can eliminate all these germs? How the hell did you know? You can't see germs, but these people can sell you these things. You're dumb. 100% dollars
in 2021 and is expected to grow 10.5% from 2022 to 2030 globally.
The number one reason a consumer may start thinking about filtration is really the taste of their tap water.
You hear that, people? The taste of the tap water. What a joke. So you tell me that the filter changes the taste of the water? Maybe you should wonder what the fuck they put in that filter. If it make the water taste different, because I already told you it's not filter off shit. Every single water. When you turn on the water, psh, and it run to the filter, everything that come to the filter come all the way to. Everything. What filter you know can hold off water, people? I might ask you again. What kind of material they put in a filter to hold off water? To stop water. If it ain't stopping the water from coming through that shit, it's not filtering nothing. The whole water, same damn chemical, mixed up in one. You think you can filter off some chemical? I'm just asking this question for you to look into it, man. I'm asking you a question. If you pour bleach to a filter, it gonna become water? Okay, I'm gonna ask you this. Mix up some shit. put some chemical together, disinfectant, bleach and all that, run it to a filter and then you can drink it? So you understand what I'm saying here now, okay? Mm-hmm. You run some deadly chemical to a water filter, you get the same deadly chemical on the next side. Unless you go see the one of the chemicals stay in the filter, nothing is filtered. Bam.
And we at Brita really don't want you to have to make environmental trade-offs or turn to another beverage knowing how healthy water is for you.
By the beginning of 2020...
They know how healthy water is for you, so they don't want you to turn off to another beverage. Are you stupid? What other beverage don't involve water? I told you they're dumb fucking the masses right here. I'm going to ask you a question. What other beverage that you can turn to that don't have water? Oh, I forgot iced tea, lemonade, all of these things. Is not water? Wake your ass up. I already explained it to you about where those water actually come from. Remember, even beer, I breaks it down and they use this sewage water. Recycle sewage for beer. They tell them that it basically make the beer more, you know, refreshing. It tastes better when you use that kind of water. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, when I mention the iced tea and all of these things, and sometimes you look at it and you say, filtered water. They use filtered water to make the iced tea. Where did they get the water from? You don't get it, people. There's no beverage you can turn to. Don't have water. Okay. So they're telling you they don't want to let you drift from water to another beverage. It's dumb.
For the EPA is planning to finalize EPA, a listen. Rule requiring facilities to report on PFAS concentrations in tap water.
People? That's all they're going to do. The EPA going to require them to tell them the amount of PFAS that they have in the water. Huh. You can come up with these names, PFAS and all this shit is just wicked chemical that's going to kill you. And it's not just a single chemical, it's a lot they put together to make the water what it is.
About $47 billion in infrastructure investments across the U.S. to treat for PFAS at 4 parts per trillion. And we think that the ongoing cost is going to be about $700 million
a year. People.
What?
I want to know, people. This is smart right here to think about. Somebody come in giving you some serious advice and you're going to take it. And you zoom in on the background and look what they got in the background. This is what these people go off on. Is that Daffy Duck and Scrooge McDuck and them things? What's up with the duck collection? Look at this right here, people. And the Kansas City right there, KC. You know what that? 11-3-33. You can even call it KR2 or 11. Anyway you take it, it's Freemasonry. 2-3, 11-3, same damn shit.
Be about $700 million a year. What is legal is not necessarily what's safe. So yeah, how safe?
What's legal is not necessarily safe. Let's listen what they're going to tell you is safe for you right here when it comes to this drinking water. Listen.
Tap water in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And do Americans need to be filtering everything that comes from the sink?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The U.S. ranks only 23rd in the world for safe drinking water, which is near the bottom of comparable nations. U.S. News...
Hold on here, people. Now go back a little bit. Let's see. So here we go, people. So hold on here. Austria. So they got the best water... By the EPA, EPA scoring them? You in a world of hurt, people. Listen to this just in case you're stupid and don't understand nothing. All of them is the same. They're feeding up the masses the same damn chemical. They want you to feel like Greece and these places, Finland, Iceland, all of these places, Ireland. Is it a joke? Oh, okay, they rank cleaner water than everywhere in the world? It's bullshit. You need to wake your ass up. All of these shit is fabricated, fake shit for the dumb masses. All of the water is the same. It's controlled by the same world government. It don't matter what part of the world you go, people. They still use the chlorine, all of these things in the water. The same damn chemical that's killing you. Don't let them fool you about PFAS. It's the damn chemical that they use for the water to look clear and clean. That's the same one that they basically gonna kill you later on.
Which is near the bottom of comparable nations. Mm-hmm. U.S. News and World Report says Hawaii, Alabama, Tennessee, mm-hmm. South Carolina, mm-hmm. and Massachusetts have the best drinking water quality in the country.
Of course. But how did they know that, people? How did they come to that conclusion that they have the best drinking water quality? What is it? How did you get the water to be the same clear color? You don't get it out what, people. It's the same chemical in it, no matter where you go. Because remember, those water coming from ponds. You have to understand, ponds and them reservoirs and levees and all of these things, the water is not clean. So you're recycling the drain. How you going to get that water to be clear again? How you going to get it to be clean? Get out the smell and everything. You don't get it. Wicked chemical.
J.D. Power rates the best U.S. states mm-hmm. for tap water as Kentucky, Washington, New York, Oregon, and Kansas. Mm-hmm. They say the worst states are Alabama, mm-hmm. Maryland, New Mexico, Texas, and Pennsylvania.
Rating a tap water mm-hmm. to say where is the safest, where is the worst.
None of it can drink, people. Any state you live and you drink the water from the faucet, you're in danger. I'm not lying, people. This is what's going on. For the most part, the people just sleep. Don't let them tell you to drink the tap water. And a matter of fact, most of those bottled water is the same damn tap water. Just be careful, people. Do your homework. Make sure you check into these things. And any water with ingredients, don't drink it. You pick up a bottle of water to drink it and it got ingredients there, throw it away. Listen.
It's a really complicated answer. When you have this mixture of contaminants that all have mm-hmm. different endpoints mm-hmm. and are toxic at different concentrations, uh-huh. it's really hard.
The truth is,
there's not a geographical boundaries for where the problems are.
Mm-hmm. About 300 million Americans get their drinking water through a public water system.
You hear that, people? There you go. Public water system. They show you like they poke, they have a little, you know, area that they keep it in right there. Just like they do with the oil and tell you they actually dig it from the ground. They just store it there. Listen.
It works by collecting water from a lake, river, mm-hmm. reservoir, or mm-hmm. aquifer and uh-huh. transporting it, sometimes thousands of miles away, to a water treatment facility.
Hold on here, people. Okay, so this is a water treatment facility, but hold on. Go back to where they tell you the water come from. Reservoirs, rivers, is bullshit. Wake your ass up. Remember, most of these places, they tell you have droughts and the water never stop flowing. Do you understand that? Okay, so where they get the water from in the damn drought? Remember, lakes and rivers and all of these things dry up in the drought. I did a lot of videos and podcasts and breaking it down, showing you how they supposed to be drying up all the water. And the people still got the water coming through the pipe. Like I tell you, people, the wastewater is most of what you get back to the faucet. Listen.
Or aquifer and transporting it, sometimes thousands of miles away, mm-hmm. to a water treatment facility.
What a joke.
There mm-hmm. it is filtered and disinfected before it is
Simple as that, people. It's treated and disinfected and it's gone. That's it. You see? What I tell you about covering up, this is what they do. You see right here that they mention about a public, this is a public water system. It's supposed to be treatment. Millions and different chemicals they have right there. What they're talking about, filter again, people. All the water coming from somewhere else, reservoir, rivers, all these things they mention. And you're going to go to this filter and then disinfect. I ask you a question. Do you drink disinfectant? Do you drink bleach? Okay, how can they disinfect the water? You say you filter it and then you disinfect it. I'm going to tell you this, people. They can't filter that water like I mentioned. They only can put chemical in it to make it look good. That's it. So go back again and listen what they tell you right here. Disinfectant water? I told you disinfectant is poison. Poisonous chemical, you don't want to even inhale it. You're not supposed to inhale it, but you're drinking it in your water. And they wonder why the masses have cancer and all these difficulties. Organ problem, kidney problem, after you drink this water right here. Got a filter through the body and everything.
Sometimes thousands. thousands of miles away to a water treatment facility. Mm-hmm. There, it is filtered and disinfected before it is distributed to communities.
But they won't tell you what's the disinfected about, people. What's the disinfectant? How do you disinfect water? They're going to miss out that part. And then they tell you about the water being poisoned with chemical. You see that? Where is the missing link? I already told you, they're the one who poisoned the water right there at the plant they call treatment plants. Then they dish the water to you right here and tell you to run a filter on it and it's good. Look.
That distribution usually happens first through a water main and then through a water line from the main to a home or business. Mm-hmm. Water mains and U.S. infrastructure is pretty dated.
Mm-hmm. Congress has been not investing in infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They always do a small investment of $4 to $5 billion a year.
We need at least $1 trillion over the next 25 years to make the investments in the water systems across the U.S. Mm-hmm. And so that's just really not nearly enough.
The other thing about water systems in this country is they're very fragmented. We have over 50,000 water systems.
All bullshit for the masses. 100% in. They will never point the finger. And the real problem, they're going to beat around it. The fact that they have to chemical the water to make it appealing to you. They don't talk about, you know, the fact that they have to put these chemicals in the water. But they're talking about filtration. You have to filter the water. Guess when you filter it, you can take back out the disinfectant that they put in it to treat it in the first place. You believe that, people? It's time for you to wake up. It's a deadly world you live in. Don't sleep in here. Anybody sleep, they're gonna die from lack of knowledge. You have to understand these things. If they can poison the masses to the water supply, think about it. Everybody got that chemical in their body, that poison, because you have to drink the water worldwide. No matter what they tell you about some countries, you rank the best in the EPA water quality. It's fake shit. All of it is the same. They use the same chemicals that are going to destroy you later to purify that water, supposedly to make it look appealing and you accept it as drinking water. A lot of chemical involved. So stay away from these things, people. If you can't check into it, as a matter of fact, don't drink no water from the faucet. And I already told you how to check your water that you want to drink. Make sure you check. Boil it. Boil it in a pot, a clear pot or a pot where you can see if it gather any kind of residue leave behind when you boil it for like 10 minutes or so. Just check if it leave any white residue. That's burnt chemical. Do you understand that? That white thing in your pot when you boil water? That show you that the chemical is wicked in the water. If you catch it from the faucet and boil it, you're gonna see the white in it. So if you get a bottle of water, that your favorite water that you drink, put it in a pot and boil it. Boil it. You can boil it forever. Boil it until till the water start reducing. Then you throw it off and let the pot dry and look at the pot. If you see any kind of white residue, your water been chemical and poison. No doubt. So the only way to prove that you're drinking some water for, you know, not saying that it's clear of all chemical and you can always prove it, but once the pot is clean, you can go ahead and take that water. Because the ones that leave that the residue, more chemical. The ones that not, you can chance that. Not saying that it won't break your body down, it probably take longer because the chemical is not that potent. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, another Mad Thursday, bam, truth. Appreciate everybody for taking in. Shout out to all my people on this podcast, man. Much respect for subscribing. You already know, we always here. Bam.